Thank you.
Thank you.
You gonna go down to Children's Church? Both of them? You gonna mascara?
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy rains. I'm in this love and amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope, secures, and He will forever be.
I forgot the words.
My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy rains. An endless love, amazing grace. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy rains. An endless love, amazing grace. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow. the sun forbear to shine, but my God who called me here below will be forever mine, will be forever mine. You are forever.
I tell you, that's just a fantastic song. I really appreciate that. And good music today. Good to see everybody come this way. I want to share just a little bit of something with you about Friday. I know a lot of people knew this was going to happen. A lot of people working. It's a Special Olympics Day for Dade County. And we always get to take part and involved in it over here at the Community Center. And our church supplied lunch. I don't know if everybody knows that or not. But probably going to do it again next year if the world keeps turning. But anyway, I wanted to share a little bit with you. I looked at these children. You know, we had about 57 to 60 special needs children. That was a close number. I couldn't count them all because they're just everywhere, but a good number. And I got thinking about the special needs, you know, and they come up for a day and they were escorted by the police up, you know, and the sirens blazing and the blue lights flashing, and they had them on the bus and they get off and they run down an aisle away and us all cheering for them. And it's just an absolute special day in their life. You just can't imagine the special day. And I stood and I watched them, you know, during the day. They participate in several activities, running and jumping and throwing balls and playing croquet and several things. But that day, they're all equal because all of them have got some problem. But, you know, they're all competing and they're trying the best and putting all they can into it. And when I think about the disabilities that these children face each and every day of their life, what they go through, I've come to the conclusion that if you've got health, and if you've got healthy children, you ought to fall down on your knees every morning and give thanks to God. Because you just, sometimes we overlook the blessings we have in this life, you know, that God has blessed us with this health and this wellness and these healthy children. Had a fantastic day over there. I'm going to tell you, we had just an absolute wonderful turnout from the church. I know a lot of you work and can't come, but we had an absolute wonderful turnout from the church over there helping, and everything went well. One little girl told me, she said, I ate 3 hot dogs. And you know how I am. I said, you can have 3 more if you want them. And I'm serious about that, because that was exciting to her to get to eat all she wanted to. Evidently, this child at home is limited. But if she comes up there, she's not limited, you know. And so she is having the best day ever. She said, these are wonderful. And I thought, a hot dog. You know, what does it take to excite a child? When children don't have nothing, they can get excited over anything. But a wonderful day over there. I tell you what, I'm really just amazed. I saw Carolyn Bradford run a 100-yard dash. Not too fast, but she did run it. I saw Faye Gray run a 100-yard dash. Of course, she didn't make it today. She may still be down under the weather. I don't know. Well, I'll check on her later. But some of the guys are challenging them to a race. But, you know, that's what it's about that day. It's about making that day for those children. That day for those children. One little boy, he was in that jumping contest. I get so tickled at him. He'd get way down low and he'd jump, but his feet never cleared the ground. You know, he'd never clear the ground. He'd say, ugh, and we'd brag on him. But I thought about, you know, we were bragging on him and encouraging him. God will count that just like he jumped 10 feet up in the air. because it's about the effort that he put forward. And I thought, you know, we might praise him here, but God will count it like he just jumped out of the world, you know. But it was a wonderful day, and thank the church for supporting. I know we actually didn't get this in conference. They called me on short term and wanted to know would we furnish the lunch, and I said yes. There's sometimes pastors just have to have a privilege. Yeah, we spent a little bit of money. I don't know what we spent. Don't care what we spent. Didn't make any difference. But we had a good participation in it and made a special day for special children. That's what Christians ought to be about. Special days for special children. Wonderful day. Anybody else want to say something before I start? Anybody?